More bodies are being retrieved from graves at the Shakahola forest in Malindi along the Kenyan coast. Most of the people who died here were women and children. They're said to have starved to death after their pastor told them they'll go directly to heaven. Forensic experts are taking samples from the remains to determine the cause of death.
All these bodies we have exhumed here, post-mortem will be done. We are also collecting samples from the graves. And you've seen mass graves. We are collecting samples. Those will go, those soil samples will go through various tests, want to identify whether there was any poisoning.
This forest lies on more than 300 hectares of land. The investigative team here says it's doing what it can to cover more ground. Police are looking for more graves. They believe that they have not even scratched the surface. Some of the bodies are decomposed. That means this has been going on for a while. Some relatives have traveled from different parts of the country to look for their loved ones.
Last year, my relatives told us they're going for a mission. We were worried because they were vague about the mission. My brother-in-law recently called. He said he was hiding in the bush with others. I'm afraid they might be starving themselves.
Paul McKenzie is the pastor suspected of being involved in this case. He's known to the police. He has been arrested several times, but he gets off because of a lack of evidence. He appeared in court last month after he was accused of causing the deaths of two children at his farm. He was released on bail, and that's when the police raided the farm. Human rights activists say the local administration failed to protect a vulnerable community that was under its care.
Some previous years we had gotten this report, but the reports from the chief and the administration within were not taken with a lot of seriousness.
Many questions remain unanswered, but for now the priority is identifying the victims and how they died, as well as reaching those who may still be hiding out in the forest. Catherine Soy, Shakahola, Kilifi County, Kenya.